has 4D, except because of COVID, it didn't have all of the elements that they usually have, because usually they like have, I think they have like sense and air like blows on you or whatever. But this one, it was just the chair moved around a lot.
What's the difference
And it was
between
really weird.
3D movies just make it feel like the
things are
images are coming out at you.
Yeah, I think
4D,
the
you get
3D movies, not 4D.
4D has the whole sensory experience. So like
Oh my God.
if there's a scene in a bakery, they might have the theater smell like cookies for a little bit. If there's a scene where things are jostling around a lot and things are getting thrown or there's an earthquake, your seats might shake.
I
If
would
there's a
not
scene with a
want
big gust of
to
wind, there might be air that blows in your face. So it feels like you are very much in the movie. Disney does a lot of 4D attractions.
I have never come across it in the States. Do they have it around here?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
I would.
I just know they exist because of Disney rides, because Disney rides do it a lot.
I definitely would not want to watch a earthquake horror movie. I would not want to watch a horror movie in 4D.
Oh yeah, that would be scary.
I think I'd be willing to do
Imagine
it. It
like
depends.
maybe some theater dude is like behind the chair operating like a fake zombie arm grabbing at your face.
Yep. It was definitely it was intense at times. Like whenever there was a fight scene that was starting, we were like, oh no, we're about to get bounced around a lot. I don't know. I don't know if it's for me, but it was an experience. But I'd be
This one
interested in
I'd
trying
love
out
to
the
watch.
full 4D experience, like not with the COVID missing stuff. Although I don't know what
What
Spider-Man
happens
would have
in the
smelled like.
real 4D? What happens in the real 4D experience?
I don't know for Spider-Man. We were joking that we
Maybe
missed out on the smells of Spider-Man. Like, what is he smelling?
maybe a bunch of crawly, crawly legs would crawl up your spine and eat you.
No.
That
Legs
sounds.
can't eat people, though.
Thank goodness. That'd be terrifying.
My leg has a
Yeah, spiders and
mouth.
octopuses would be so much more scary. Or octopi, sorry.
I have also seen
Yeah.
the Spider-Man in the normal theater, and it was pretty good.
Yeah,
You
I thought it was
are
fun.
all so lucky you can go theaters. My sister is 4 and she's not vaccinated, so even though I'm fully vaccinated, like you've got to protect my sister, so I can't go.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well,
That
that's
makes
the most
sense.
important thing, that everyone is safe.
Because we could still spread to my sister, and I don't want to do that
Yeah.
because she's awesome. I got really lucky on sister front.
Me too. And Amelia got patches.
Yeah,
The cat.
and Patches. I don't have any siblings.
Patches the kitty. Well,
Patches the cat.
my dog and my cat are my siblings, along with
Yeah,
my actual
they're all part of the family.
sibling. Yeah.
Well, now that we've shared our love of fur babies, we'll bring the show to a
Fur
close for the
babies.
day.
Yeah, I think we are running out of time.
But it was great talking with y'all after our brief holiday hiatus. And thank you, everyone out there, for listening. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. And until then, happy reading.
Bye.
राम चाहे लीला चाहे लीला चाहे राम, इन दोनों के लव में दुनिया का क्या काम। ओ राम चाहे लीला चाहे राम, इन दोनों के लव में दुनिया का क्या काम। इनका तो फंडा है सिंपल सा यार, गोली मारो तो पंगा, आंखों मारो तो प्यार। चाहे राम।
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Thieves, and you are listening to Clubhouse Radio and 90.7 FM WGXC. It's a quiet night at the clubhouse. Folks are staying home, staying safe, I hope. So I'm tuning in to bring you a little bit of music and discussion about the things we care about at Clubhouse. And that's about all you'll hear from me. So enjoy the show, and shout out to everyone who makes this possible. We'll kick off with the local news and weather.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. On Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Greene County Legislature held its annual organizational meeting January 3rd and included on its agenda swearing in new and returning lawmakers, making 2022 appointments, and approving the first pay raise for county lawmakers in 15 years. In an 11-2 vote, legislators approved a 25% salary increase for themselves, bringing their annual pay to $18,750. The resolution stated, and I quote, "The annual salary for members of the Greene County Legislature has not been updated since 2006 and is in need of adjustment to match cumulative average employee salary increases over the past 15 years," end quote. Republican Michael Bulick of Catskill and Thomas Hobart of Coxsackie were the only dissenting votes. Bulick said, and I quote, "I don't think we should be in the business of voting ourselves pay raises," end quote. Adding that the county residents should get to decide on the increases in the 2022 general election. He said, and I quote, "We are serving them, and I think that is how we should handle this," end quote. The legislators also voted to reappoint Republican Patrick Linger of New Baltimore to serve as their chair through 2024. Those in leadership receive additional pay. The chair gets an additional $8,400 per year, while the majority leader, Republican Matthew Lavera of Catskill, and minority leader, Democrat Harry Lennon of Cairo, are paid an additional $1,250 each. Republican Greg Davis of Greenville will serve as parliamentarian in 2022. Republican Charles Martinez of Coxsackie was reappointed budget officer through 2024. Jonathan Palmer was reappointed Greene County historian for 1 year, and Angelo Scaturo was reappointed to a three-year term as the full-time public defender. The Times Union and the Mountain Eagle were approved as the official newspapers of Greene County for the publication of printed local laws, notices, and other materials required by law to be published. Noticeably missing from the meeting was Jack Keller of Catskill. In November, he was elected to his second term on the legislature, but Keller died unexpectedly of heart failure on December 30th. Keller's seat was filled by appointment. Lavera said the Catskill Republican Committee will meet and then submit a recommendation to the full legislature for consideration later this month. You can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. A law enforcement labor union, the PBA of New York State, said on January 5th that it blames staffing shortages for the mental health crisis its members are dealing with. The union's president urged Governor Kathy Hochul and state lawmakers to address the problem in the middle of ongoing concerns about overcompensation. The union represents the New York State Park Police, New York State University Police, and NCON officers and forest rangers from the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The PBA of New York State President Manny Valar said, and I quote, "We are losing officers every day across the state to local police departments that provide better retirement benefits and compensation, and that's creating serious staffing and experience shortages that will prevent us from being able to respond to people experiencing mental health crises," end quote. At issue are staffing levels brought on in part by contracts and pay disparity between officers in the PBA's agencies and local law enforcement, as well as poor recruitment, a failure to run academy classes, and an antiquated retirement system, according to the union. The labor union's push comes as the state budget season is set to start in Albany, with Hochul scheduled to release her first spending proposal in the coming weeks. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Ted Rimsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the village of Hunter has received a $1.97 million state grant to relocate its firehouse outside of the 100-year and 500-year flood hazard areas of the Schoharie Creek. As part of a statewide initiative, the State Department of Environmental Conservation this week awarded $11 million in funds as part of the Climate Smart Communities Grant Program. The Hunter Project was the only proposal in Greene County to receive money in this funding round. Hunter Village Mayor Alan Higgins said, and I quote, "We've needed a new firehouse for decades. Since we did the local flood analysis, some things were identified in the village that would be helpful with our flood zones. One of them was to replace the bridge on Bridge Street, and we see that as a real major need for the village as well," end quote. The award is a 50% matching grant, which will cover half of the cost of the $3.8 million firehouse project. Higgins said, and I quote, "The property that we're looking at that's in the grant has since pulled out of the deal, so we're actively searching for a property now. It's just a little wrench in the gears. We needed to move that firehouse, so we applied for that grant, and it's amazing that we got it. It's a competitive grant, so there were no guarantees there," end quote. The mayor said the village will reconvene its relocation committee in the next 2 weeks with the intent of identifying a new property for the project. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Tadeo reports in the Democrat and Chronicle that mobile sports betting in New York begins January 8th. The New York State Gaming Commission announced January 6th that Caesars Sportsbook, DraftKings, FanDuel, and Rush Street Interactive have been approved to begin accepting wagers. Five other operators are still working to meet the statutory and regulatory requirements necessary to launch. State Senator Joseph Addabbo Jr., a Democrat from Queens who has championed sports betting, said January 6th that it was, and I quote, "great news for New York in terms of revenue, new funding for education, addiction programs, and youth sports, as well as new jobs," end quote. Sports betting has been legal in New York since 2019, but only at four casinos: Resorts World Catskill, Del Lago in the Finger Lakes, Rivers in Schenectady, and Tioga Downs in the Southern Tier. Now, anyone with a smartphone or computer can make a bet inside the state. New York's neighbors, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut also legalized sports betting recently. And you can read more about this story in the Democrat and Chronicle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 7th. Early this morning, it is snowy. Temperature ranges from 21 degrees in Mackey to 27 degrees in Kingston. We're looking at about another half inch to inch of snow will fall this morning, depending on your location. It will taper off around 10 a.m. Unfortunately, you may not notice because about that time, wind gusts are expected, so blowing snow and sudden roadway snowdrifts will be possible. Use caution out there and add a little extra time to travel plans because a lot of people will be realizing they need new tires today. Speaking of, theoretically, you should have good tires on all of your wheels, but some of us have budgets and sometimes our tires aren't always perfect. For the sake of safety, ensure the tires with the most tread are at the back of the vehicle. Granted, starting on a slick surface might not be the easiest, but when stopping and while driving, it lowers your chances of skidding a lot. A high of 33 is expected at 1 p.m. Overnight, clouds will clear out and temperatures will fall to 16 degrees. Drafty spaces will feel it more as winds will be stiff and regular. Saturday will be dry and freezing cold with light winds and a high temperature of 28 degrees at 1 p.m. 24 degrees overnight takes us into a still messy looking Sunday. So far, as of today, Friday, it looks like freezing rain will hit early, causing some dangerous travel conditions. Then it turns to rain and or snow with wind gusts and a high of 36 degrees happening just after dark. Overnight, some snow will fall and Monday will be freezing cold but dry. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:38 a.m., then high tide at 6:40 a.m., low tide again at 12:54 p.m., and high tide again at 6:55 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 34 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:25 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see two far side ultraviolet hotspots on the sun that can rotate into view this weekend, could fire off some solar flares. If so, radio and GPS activity can be affected without notice. Solar wind speed is currently 446 kilometers per second at 3.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 18 megahertz. Till dark, then fair across the board, and even good conditions will be available below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 35. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. And if you have any questions or suggestions, please send them to weather@wgxe.org.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mind us your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. New life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world.
you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new life for me.
I fully expected to be wise by now. I missed. I have come to this place in my life armed only with the knowledge of how little I know. I never expected that. For much of my youth, I looked, but I couldn't see. Now I have arrived at a point where I can sometimes see without looking. I never expected that. As a young man, when I first got to know the world and where I was situated in it, I developed a strong belief that the time would change. Now it is clear that I am changed by time. I never expected that. I have carried a cherished secret in my bosom for now some 30 years or more, the deeply held conviction that I can sing songs as well and tell stories as funnily as Harry Belafonte and Bill Cosby. And now I find that I cannot. And I gotta tell you, I never expected that. The hands of many human beings are pressed into the molding of a life, and I must share tonight with them and them with you. The first and foremost of them, her name is Evelyn. Evelyn Outen Poitier, my mother. She, most of all, is the reason I am here tonight, and for her, most of all, I am proud to be here tonight. Her husband, Reginald James Poitier, my dad, a good, solid, loving fellow who stood tall through times that would rattle a fortress. My sister, Verdon Poitier Williams, fearless and curious. My friends, Harry Johnson, Yorick Roll, and Joe Palashi, who lived fast and died young and left me with childhood memories that have helped to light my way. An elderly Jewish waiter who took time to help a young black dishwasher to learn how to read. Night after night, week after week, he persevered with patience. I cannot tell you his name. I never knew it, but I read pretty good now. Inspiration kept my tank full over long, lonely years, and no better time than now to thank some of those whose lives supplied me with all I needed. Thank you, Alice Childress, Canada Lee, Paul Robeson, Martin Luther King Jr., Thurgood Marshall, Jackie Robinson, Ruby Dee, Lorraine Hansberry, and last but not least, that old decrepit folk singer, what's his name, Belafonte. to my love, my wife, my life force, my inspiration, my Joanna. The most loving, caring person I have ever known. All my love, always, for 24 years of happiness. To my 6 children, 3 of whom have jobs. Which ain't no bad percentage in these uncertain times. To them, my love and thanks too. To my grandchildren, 15 and 17, whom I certainly expect to be working full-time any day now. My thanks also goes to that community of filmmakers who made room for me to be and room for me to grow. Much of this evening is due to you, Stanley Kramer. May God bless your maverick soul. And you, Walter Marish, and you, Joe Mankiewicz, and you, Richard Brooks, to the young African-American filmmakers who have arrived on the playing field. I am filled with pride that you are here. I am sure you have, like me, discovered it was never impossible. It was just harder. It is gratifying to see, and may the world take note, that you didn't let harder stop you. Welcome, young bloods. Those of us who go before you glance back with satisfaction and leave you with a simple trust. Be true to yourselves and be useful to the journey. Now, I'd better take Harry home. All this excitement is too risky for a man of his age. It was, for me, an evening that I shall always remember. You have given me reasons to reach farther than I've ever reached in my life. This certainly puts new goals far outside the points of my fingers. Thank you.
Woke up this morning with From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that a video shows Catskill police officers ran and hid instead of helping 29-year-old Jason Jones after they tasered him and he burst into flames. Jones later died after an extended stay in the burn unit of a Syracuse hospital. The video shows two Catskill police officers running out of their station lobby after he burst into flames, and another who, instead of helping, stood, and I quote, around the corner of an interior wall rather than rush to the aid of the man who was burning in front of him, end quote. Instead of the police helping the man who needed medical attention, a civilian who witnessed the scene through a window can be seen on the video entering the station and trying to console Jones by hugging him. Jones was a well-known athlete at Catskill High School a decade ago, and just after midnight, October 31st, he walked into the Village of Catskill Police Station on Main Street and doused himself with hand sanitizer. The video does not show Jones attacking police, but one of the officers fires a taser at him, and his head catches fire immediately. Then, just as quick, the three officers disappear from the video. Kevin A. Lubrand, an attorney representing Jones' family, said in response to the release of the video, and I quote, Jason was unarmed, in the police station, and not threatening anyone when the police hit him with 50,000 volts of electrical current and he ignited. Instead of helping Jason, the police ran out of the room, shut the door, and let him burn, end quote. The Times Union quotes an anonymous police official who is not involved in the case, said that his officers are trained to never use a taser on an individual who may have been recently exposed to a flammable liquid, including hand sanitizer, which contains alcohol. He also said officers should have helped the man immediately. The official said, and I quote, once the threat had been stopped, you don't just say, I'm going to let that person burn, end quote. The State Attorney General's Office of Special Investigation has taken over the case from Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzoni because of a 2015 executive order empowering the Attorney General to investigate fatal encounters between police and unarmed civilians. Jones died last month after spending 48 days on a ventilator in an intensive care unit at Upstate University Hospital in Syracuse. The investigation is continuing, and the Attorney General's office said in a statement, and I quote, the release of this footage is not an expression of any opinion as to the guilt or innocence of any party in a criminal matter or any opinion as to how or whether any individual may be charged with a crime, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. On January 4th, Hunter Tannersville Schools announced that so many staff had called in sick with COVID-19 that school was going virtual all week. On January 6, Catskill schools made similar announcements, staying closed through the MLK holiday next week. In Dutchess County, the Dover School District, the Millbrook District, Pauling Elementary School, and the Arlington District were also closed at least some of the past week because of staff shortages from coronavirus. Nick Reisman at New York State of Politics reports that on January 6, the association that represents state Supreme Court justices in New York said it wants court proceedings to go virtual again because of the sharp rise in COVID-19 cases this month. Queens State Supreme Court Justice Carmen Velasquez, the president of the Association of Supreme Court Justices, said, and I quote, "I am fully vaccinated and am quarantining at home with symptoms. I am extremely concerned about the health of our justices and court employees and the health of those who come into our courthouses. That must be our paramount consideration," end quote. Most local counties are now reporting a record number of new COVID-19 cases, with rising hospitalizations and deaths. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. David Robinson reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that on January 7th, Governor Kathy Hochul mandated a COVID-19 booster shot for healthcare workers in the state because of the rising numbers of vaccine breakthrough infections caused by the Omicron variant. A state health department panel must approve the mandate on January 11th. If they do, Hochul said, workers at hospitals, nursing homes, and other healthcare settings need to get the booster shot within 2 weeks of becoming eligible. New York implemented one of the nation's first vaccine mandates for healthcare workers on September 27th. Hochul said, and I quote, "We're asking them to do the right thing once more," end quote. The state hospitals are struggling with nearly 11,600 hospitalizations January 6th from COVID-19. As of January 4th, 22% of the 94,000 direct care workers in New York nursing homes have gotten a booster shot, while 35% of fully vaccinated Americans have taken a booster shot. And you can read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just fast, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
90 point. This is DJ Phoebs. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Stay tuned, y'all.
Focus. Focus can be the difference between on and off, winning and losing, good and great, between great and the best. Focusing could be the most self-fulfilling thing you could do for yourself, because with focus comes accomplishment. Focusing can bring out your greatest talents and give you true purpose in this world. It could take your natural ability and magnify it to extraordinary. One thing I learned, and I'm sure most of us know, is what you focus on, what you put your energy into, is exactly what we should expect back. That's just the law of the universe, karma. I've seen it happen like 10,000 times. It's as proven as 1 + 1 = 2. Focus is a key to being successful in any situation. If you focus on the wrong, you'll get the wrong things. There's no way to focus on one thing and expect something different. How you focus on something is giving your attention to it. Even if you don't like it and still focus on not liking it, you're still putting your attention to it and will still attract it. For example, if you focus on wanting a new car, you'll keep attracting the idea of wanting a new car. But see, it's easy to confuse that because wanting a new car isn't the way to manifest it. You're simply just wanting a new car, not obtaining a new car. Remember, the intent of your focus is so important. There's a difference between focusing on wanting the new car and focusing on the car being yours. We really should be clear on what we focus on. Honestly, I feel like time is the most valuable thing we've ever been given, and focus runs parallel to that. Because every second of the day, we're focused on something, whether you realize it or not. I, for sure, am a victim of focusing on the wrong thing sometimes. I spent a little too much time on my phone, looking at comments, focusing on the outfit a little too long, but that's just human. It's very rare that you'll probably focus 100% of your time on what you need to. But the biggest advantage is to quickly catch yourself and be able to reset your focus. For me, there's no way I could focus on something I don't love, at least not for long. I'm just not content with spending my life miserable, and I just personally can't live like that. If it's not a part of your vibration, you could tell how you feel, your inner guidance system, your feelings. If I feel good, I'm doing the right thing. If not, then it's not what I'm supposed to be doing. How does what you focus on make you feel? Remember, it's never too late or too early to know what makes you happy and to make that change by any means necessary. I went into my last album, Focus. I wanted to focus on making music that would change people's lives, help lift their moods up, music that I felt was undeniably great to me, and talk about what directly affected me. And that's what I did. I never focused so much on executing these things while making music. And what do you know? My first number one album and my most successful one yet. You can't measure success in anything but happiness. I say that all the time. And if you focus your energy on what makes you happy, what do you think will happen? Exactly. It'll always work out. Rewire any thoughts you've had prior and know that you are what you focus on. Focus.
Look. I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Bless. A vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my nigga, who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give him heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty, but don't get no dap to me now. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me. It was off for a sec, now it's back to me. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man, it's what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the poop the tightest. The drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just got it, thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know,
I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two f*** about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OBO boys, the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my front of six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For that don't really do, that's where y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough. I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing it. Man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up, straight up.
Way up, I feel
my
blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, managed to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under, even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Trying to blow my cake, just know that's a death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up, straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
when you thought, say, of a thing like apartheid, and you saw so many who seemed to be supporting the racist policies of the former government in South Africa, and you say, how are we going to change? Well, I always say to people, remember, the sea is actually made up of drops of water. That what you do where you are is of significance. It may just be that your act of courage encourages someone else who was slightly more apprehensive.
If you think you can stop us from becoming free, you are going to be stampeded. For until blacks are free, no one in this country is going to be free.
He was in New York City this morning when he heard the news that he had won the Nobel Peace Prize.
This award is saying that it recognizes that we in the South African Council of Churches are those who stand between South Africa and catastrophe.
I held on to non-violence in very large measure, I think, for strategic reasons. If we went the way of the armed struggle, that we probably would not stand too much of a chance against a government that was armed to the teeth. I did get to the point of saying, I am not a pacifist, but that I was a peace lover and a peace advocate.
Because of the conflict of the past, no matter on which side we stood, we all stand in need of healing.
The truth shocks. The truth traumatizes. And it's not easy. It's never easy to forgive. It's never easy to be reconciled. It's not cheap. You know, it cost God the death of his son.
I could say I have the right to retribution. When I forgive, I say I jettison that right and I open the door of opportunity to you to make a new beginning.
When you show compassion, when you show caring, when you show love to others, do things for others in a wonderful way, you have a deep joy that you can get in no other way. You suddenly feel a warm glow in your heart because you have, in fact, wiped the tears from the eyes of another.
He loved.